Am I on now? Hey, I'm on now. Okay, Acts chapter 1. We're going to be reading verses 3 through 11 this morning. Now, I like some movies. I mean, you have to kind of watch the movies that you watch, but I like some movies, and there's some movies that I really like, and they're the kind of action movies where there's always like an FBI or CIA going on, that kind of stuff. I like those action movies, and there's one in particular I really like called Mission Impossible. Now, it was based on an old TV show called Mission Impossible. How many of you remember that one? Way back in the day, all right? And, you know, the guy that played Gunsmoke, James Arness, his brother was the lead character in Mission Impossible back then. And I always remember hearing that song going on, dun, 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 dun. You know, let's sing that song together. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I always liked those because it seemed like there was no possible way for them to accomplish what they were asked to do. And as soon as they were asked to do it, of course, the recorder would explode. And, you know, I mean, you get one chance to know what you're supposed to do, and that's it, right? I mean, so you got to be listening. I'm afraid for me with ADD, I would have gone, wait, rewind. Oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But anyway, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And basically what he's telling them is, this is the plan. And I'm sure they probably thought, that's impossible. How are we going to take the message of the gospel to the othermost ends of the world? How are we going to do that? It seems impossible, doesn't it? But with God, all things are possible. Right? And so Jesus knows exactly everything, of course, but he knows exactly what these guys are thinking, and he knows exactly what it's going to take to motivate them to do what he's called them to do. And by the way, aren't you glad these disciples didn't act like most church members? They actually did what Jesus said. They actually gave their life to down to the man, except for John. They died for the purpose of the gospel. And John was exiled. I mean, this was not an easy task. But God has not called us to do something easy. So I'm going to begin reading this morning in verse 3. After his suffering, Jesus showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. And on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gifts my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth." And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And they were looking intently into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who's been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven." Now, folks, the mission that Jesus gave them seemed impossible. But he said, "You can't do this on your own, but you will receive the Holy Spirit. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to accomplish things that you never thought were possible." You see, folks, being a church and reaching a community and reaching your friends and neighbors and reaching your loved ones is not easy. It's especially not easy if you try to do it in your own flesh, because it's not going to work. Because, in fact, I heard a guy one time say, anything you could talk somebody into, somebody else could talk them out of it. Right? See, it's not up to us to talk anybody into accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. What is up to us is to be an open conduit so that His Holy Spirit can speak through us. And you know,